Now to Louise Story, finance reporter for our partners, the New York Times. Louise, you broke a story this morning about Merrill Lynch. You discovered something about Merrill Lynch's bonuses. What's going on there?
Well, it's kind of hard to believe there's something about Merrill Lynch bonuses that we don't already know because we've been talking about them so much. And in fact, when I found out that there was this other bonus plan that will pay out millions of dollars this next January, I thought, wow, this is going to really cause a lot of outrage because people are upset about Merrill bonuses.
They have backup bonuses at Merrill?
There's more money. But when I looked into it even further, I realized this was a more nuanced picture because actually this was a plan that was set up to pay for performance. It had skin in the game, clawbacks, all of these features that we're talking about now as solutions to the problem. And I thought, well, wait a minute. If Merrill had this a few years ago,
how come it didn't stop them?
Yes. And so it said to me, okay, are all these things that the regulators are looking at and the compensation czar in Washington, is it really going to change anything? Because this
they didn't,
is a primo
didn't happen
right,
before.
Right. So I took this plan apart in great detail. You can see a graphic in the Times today that's very complex. I kind of feel like I did a massive homework assignment. and you can see it was very complex, but it didn't work to stop them from taking risks.
But it begs the question, do they now go back and after what we know of what happened over those 2 years, do we now go back and say, okay, you owe us several million dollars?
Well, guess what? In this plan, it had a clawback. They've already clawed back. So in 2007, when Merrill had a horrible year, these executives put in, for the top ones, they put in $2 million of their own money at the beginning of 07. And at the end of 07, after the bad year, they lost it. So they did claw back 07. But the reason they're still making money out of this plan is because it was a four-year plan. 06 was such a good year. And in 08, because they sold the company, that also helped them. So the good years outweigh the bad years in the end. Top executives at Merrill are losing a little, but less than ordinary shareholders. But the kind of second-tier executives, and there's a bunch of them, are making money.
Oh, okay. Louise Story, finance reporter for our partner in the New York Times, that full article with the graph straight out of your econ class in college is in the paper.